The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with Kyle Richards' husband, Mauricio Umansky, and her daughters, Farrah and Alexia, who talk all about their new show, Buying Beverly Hills, what it was like creating their own drama on reality TV, and what they think of Kyle and Kathy's feud. So what made you want to do Buying Beverly Hills? Mauricio, if you want to start.
Yeah, I mean, quite honestly, it was, it was just so many things. I mean, look, we're already on reality television, right? Like, we're all, our family's already out there. I'm sitting here watching all the other real estate shows. I'm watching what they're delivering on. I think that there's a great opportunity for another real estate show to deliver on a different angle than what's out there. And I just thought it would be a lot of fun. I also wanted to take that, you know, that approach that, that we have taken, which is, you know, watching young professionals, you know, and grow in their careers. I think there's some great teaching moments. So, you know, I was a little bit frustrated, with some of the other shows where there was just no teaching moments. There was nothing that was a little bit deeper than drama and real estate porn. All of that's great. We all love that. And that's what keeps the show going. But I also wanted to give it a little twist of some, teaching opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that that's pretty much what sets it apart from these other real estate shows? Obviously I was saying, you know, the houses are unbelievable. Some of the properties that, like, we've never seen anything like this before, but would you say that that's pretty much what sets it apart from these other shows too, is those teachable moments?
I think that's one of the things that sets it apart, but I think that some of the other things that set it apart is that, you know, it's the dynamic of, you know, me and working with the family, you know, the dynamic of us being, you know, a little bit recognized, and you've watched me be a really great husband and a loving father and a loving husband and all of that stuff. But now you're watching me be a tough father and a CEO of a company, in a completely different light. So the audience is seeing that, but also the dynamic of a family business, right? And it's a family business that's a big family business, right? So it's not just a family business, but it's a big business. So I think that sets it apart. And I think you nailed it. I mean, some of the quality of our real estate porn is probably as good as, you know, ever it's ever been out there on television.
Yeah. Farrah, were you ever hesitant about mixing business and family with reality TV?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Because obviously family is something you want to protect, and going on a public platform and, you know, just laying it all on the table with family and with what's going on in your professional life is always, there's always a little bit of a risk there. So it was a little hesitant, but then I figured, you know what, as long as we're authentic and ourselves and we just show what we do on a daily basis and who we are, then there's really nothing, you know, there's nothing that can be wrong with that.
Definitely. Alexia, do you feel like it brought you guys even closer together doing this show?
100%. When you were asking Farrah that just now, I was thinking to myself how it did really bring us so much closer, and how, of course, I had my hesitance towards it because family businesses can be really tough, and we're such a loving family and we work so well together. But really, when you're on camera and you're doing these things, like, you're really forced to kind of talk about things that you don't really want to talk about. Like, you don't let You're not allowed to just let things slide. Like if something's going on, like you're going to get asked about it. People are going to talk about it and you've got to talk about it with each other. And in doing so, I think the three of us have really like created this extra strong bond in going through the hardships that we did and the emotions that we did and just on that next level that we've never really been before.
Mm-hmm. Did your mom give you any advice about doing that, about being so open about your emotions and, you know, talking about conflicts that you might not talk about on a day-to-day basis?
She definitely did. It's no secret that my mom's emotional and I'm very emotional. I already got some comments on Instagram from people like, oh, of course, Alexia is crying just like her mom. And I'm like, you know what? That's who we are. We're emotional people. We're empathetic. And we really are very vulnerable. My mom from the get-go was just saying like, it's going to be okay as long as you are your true self and it's going to shine through. And that's what we did. And she just, you know, that's what she's held on to for the 13 years that she's been on Real Housewives. Mm-hmm. Is she was always just authentic, very unapologetically. And I just learned so much from watching her and from talking to her through this process.
You know, was there anything that was really challenging to overcome as a family while you were shooting this, Mauricio?
Oh man, you know, yeah. I mean, it's, look, the challenges of just family businesses, right? Like, and again, you know, putting on camera, the life that we have as a father and daughters and friends and business partners and issues that we deal with. And, you know, we had to deal with a bunch of issues kind of on camera, that make things different, right? Whether it was, you know, commission disputes, right? Money, like you now have, you know, you have a family that's loving dealing with money, right? And like disputing about money and talking about money. You know, but all in all, I can tell you that you know, from our perspective, in terms of the experience, I agree with Alexia. And I think it made us a lot closer. It even, you know, made us talk about things that, you know, maybe we wouldn't have talked about. And we kind of just slipped under the rug and we're like, yeah, I won't ruffle those feathers type of thing. So, you know, sometimes when you talk about difficult things, you get a lot closer, right? And I've always said that about some of these girls on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. They go at each other, they talk about really difficult things, and then they have to see each other again, right? And they have to see each other again because they're on a television show. We have to see each other again because they have no choice.
Right. Yes. Mauricio, how do you feel about knowing that Alexia and Joey used to make out in your car? Is that right?
Yeah, I'm just gonna, you know, Alexia's got a boyfriend that's been around for a long, long time. He's awesome. We love him. So I don't know how much reality there is to that or not reality there is to that. I think it's, so as a father, that's one of those things that I'm just, you know,
fingers on.
Alexi, is that awkward for you to kind of relive as well?
See no evil, hear no evil.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not your everyday situation where you kind of make out with your high school friend and then you talk about it 3 years later on TV while you have a boyfriend and your dad and your sister and all your colleagues are involved. That's a little bit of a weird situation. I don't ever recall actually doing that inside my dad's car.
Okay, maybe I misheard it.
That's what was said. We're just, yeah, there's two sides to every story.
Yeah, you know what?
Kind of jazz it up.
But it is all love for everybody.
Definitely. Farrah, how are wedding plans going?
They're going. I got my dress.
Very nice.
And that's about it. But we are getting closer to finalizing some things, or at least, you know, starting that whole process.
That's great. You have date set and things like that?
Do not have a date set. To be honest, I really just wanted to enjoy the engagement for a minute. And I know people dive right into that. That's not my personality or my partner's. So now we feel like we've enjoyed it and we're ready. Mm-hmm. But of course, it's a question that I get.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First, he ruined Twitter. Now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Multiple times a day.
I'm sure. And then I'm sure the next question is, when are you going to have babies? Because that happens next. What are you most looking forward to about getting married?
The babies.
The babies, yeah.
Me too.
I was going to say, I'm sure the whole family is itching for it.
Yeah, I'm like, can we just skip the wedding and get to the baby part?
Do you not want to have like a big over the top wedding? Is that not who you are?
I used to want that, but honestly, I feel like, I don't know if it's my age or the pandemic, but I feel like I want something more intimate now. My social circle is more about quality than quantity.
Yeah.
And I just want it to be an amazing time for my loved ones to enjoy. So yeah, I think small would be better, or small, our version of small.
Right. Yeah. Mauricio, what kind of grandparents do you think you and Kyle are going to be?
The best, the most loving, best. The only problem Farrah's going to have is keeping the baby to sleep at her house.
Yeah.
My mom is like, you better be dropping the baby off without you there, because I'm going to need my own time. I need to have my own baby shower, my own car seats, my own setup. And I'm like, hey, great. But then I'm like, I'm probably going to end up being like my mom and also being like, no way, I'm never being away from my baby. So we'll see how it goes.
Right.
I'm really excited to being a grandfather, and hopefully I'll have more time and, you know, I'd love to participate, if I'm allowed, not without being too pushy, but in the kids' sports and the kids, particularly all of that stuff, which I didn't get to, when I had my girls, I was so busy growing a business and I was so busy doing things that's something I got to miss.
You were my basketball coach. Do you not remember?
Yeah. But it was for a short period of time. And so I'm really looking forward to maybe doing that.
What's your grandpa name going to be?
No clue yet. We got to figure that out. We've been talking about that, but I don't have it yet.
That is a good question. I love that.
I think it just has to be Poppy.
I love it. Kyle just posted something on Instagram, obviously reflecting on this past season of Beverly Hills. And I know it was really hard for her. How hard was it for you guys watching it as her family? Mauricio, if you want to take that one first.
It was really hard. Mm-hmm. It's really hard. And it's just everything that they're going through. And, I know a lot of the stuff that's going on in the background, which isn't exactly what's being put out there. Mm-hmm. So that's really hard. I also don't want to say anything because family. So you kind of just have to watch. But, being supportive of Kyle. And I think Kyle's 100% in the right here, without question. And I think that it's sad the way it's being portrayed, the way it's being received, and what's going on. But Kyle's so strong, and she's such a good person that she's not even out there really trying to defend herself too much, just a little. And she's just taking it in the chin like the strong person that she is, which is okay.
Yeah. Farrah, how has it been for you? And I know that I just saw that you were with Paris and Nikki, same with you, Alexia. So it seems like the family is still sticking together.
Yeah. I mean, it's been really hard because our mom is incredible, and she's always been a fan favorite, and to have everyone just turn because this audience and the social media this season has just been so brutal, without knowing all the pieces of the puzzle. And just the harshness has been really, really hard because, like Mo said, my mom isn't fully defending herself. And so she's not really saying everything. And it's been just really hard to watch. So we're being as supportive as we can to her. And at the end of the day, she's an incredible person and a friend, and all of her friend group has been her friend group, you know, my entire life. She doesn't have these issues with him, and we all know who she really is, and that's all that matters. But as far as, you know, with my cousins, we do try to keep it separate, mm-hmm. As much as possible. And we are very close. So we try not to get involved in their stuff, but you know, I always will have my mom's back.
Yeah. Did that ever make you hesitant about doing reality TV, knowing what your mom has been through and, you know, putting yourself, like we talked about earlier, did it ever make you hesitant about maybe doing this, Alexia?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, seeing what my mom has gone through with her sisters has always been really hard. And I know she's always wanted to keep them involved because she is a team player and she wants to always have family around her. But seeing how it's affected her through these years is always really hard to watch, obviously, because I love her and I want to support her through every step of the way. So, and if I'm being totally honest, I haven't been able to watch it. Even you asking like puts a pit in my stomach and a lump in my throat because it makes me want to cry. But yeah, that's also what's scary is because they're obviously sisters and their family. And then here we are doing our own show with my sister and my dad and we're family. And so obviously there's a lot of similarities in the sense where it's reality and, you know, it gets crazy sometimes and it gets scary. So yeah, it just definitely makes me a little shaky and sad thinking about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, look at going back to your show, it kind of ends on a fun note with your other daughter, Sophia, possibly joining the agency as well. What's it like working with her too?
Oh my God. I can't wait. We'll have to see if she actually goes for it. I think we're very close to landing her.
You have to sell her on us.
We have to sell her on us. Yeah. She's gonna, she better love us, but she's awesome.
Choice.
She's going to be another awesome. Fun layer to the dynamic. We all have such different personalities and we just really have fun together and have the same sense of humor. And if she comes and works with us, I think it's going to be a blast.
Definitely. And I have to ask, did the Oppenheim group, did they reach out when they found out that Buying Beverly Hills was coming on?
Well, I'm friends with them.
Yeah.
So we talk all the time. We're colleagues. We do business. So I, you know, did they actually reach out for that? I, you know, who knows? We talked and right. They were super supportive, congratulatory. I was supportive when they launched their thing. We're buddies.
Definitely. They're really nice guys.
One of the MTV awards, and they came up and gave me a hug and said hi, which I thought was super nice.
I love it. Well, I'm so excited for everybody to see the show. They are absolutely going to love it. I really appreciate you all taking the time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.